Welcome, everyone, to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. This next story might get you thinking about helping others in a time of need instead of walking away. I call it Knuckle. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. Turning 30 wasn't easy for Nicholas. He couldn't fathom that he wasn't in his 20s anymore. He was married, had a successful career, a beautiful wife, and two glorious and happy twin girls. A somewhat surprise birthday party had been put together by Patricia, his wife. After a night of cheers, karaoke, and drinks, the next day was for Nicholas to recoup and realize that he was indeed 30. It was Monday morning. The sun was in the sky, bathing the world in its heat and light. Saying goodbye to Patricia and the girls, he hopped into his sedan, started it, and backed out of the driveway. Coming to a four-way stop, Nicholas did his due diligence and waited his turn. As he was about to proceed, a blue, jacked-up half-ton came from his left, passing through the stop sign with its horn blaring, narrowly missing, hitting Nicholas's driver's side. Pressing on the sedan's horn, the window came down on the jacked truck's driver's seat. A lone finger was raised into the sky. Nicholas raised his middle finger at the truck and its driver as retribution. Seconds later, the truck started to wobble. Nicholas started slowing down, staying behind the truck. The truck turned into parked car on the right-hand side of the street. Hitting a smaller vehicle, the truck flipped onto its roof, clipping another parked car on the way down. Vehicles on the other side of the street, heading in the opposite direction, started slowing down and stopped. People were getting out of their cars to help the driver. Nicholas kept driving, slowly, but not getting out to help like everyone else. As he passed the truck, he looked at the driver, and he could have sworn the driver looked at him as if he knew him. Looking straight ahead, Nicholas carried on to work. A siren could be heard in the distance. Getting home that night, Patricia started to get things together to make supper, asked him how his day went. Nicholas answered by saying that work was, as it always is, but then proceeded to tell her about the accident. After listening to his story, Patricia asked, why didn't he stop? Nicholas thought about it, but he admits he should have. But a lot of people had already stopped to help, and he was just driving past to get out of the way for them. Patricia accepted his answer at par. He then asked her how her day was. She responded that the government funding to education was going to be cut by a percentage, but the government wouldn't tell them by how much. Patricia was very high up in the school system. After having supper and playing and reading to the girls, it was time for their bed. After getting them to sleep, Nicholas poured Patricia and himself a glass of Merlot, relaxed on the couch, finished their wines, and also went to bed. The next evening was the girls' swimming lessons. After picking the girls up from the lesson, Nicholas was driving down a two-way street when, out of the blue, or damn near close to it, someone walked into the crosswalk, head down, looking at their phone, not hitting the crosswalk button, wearing darker clothing, and walking slower than a zombie. Stepped right into his path. Stepping on the brake, faster than the automatic braking system, he stopped within inches of hitting this person. He leaned on the horn, the sound not even phasing the attention that was being given to the bright screen. Controlling his anger, not wanting to swear in front of the girls, he gave the pedestrian the finger and continued to drive. Going another couple of blocks, he turned around and thought that he wasn't going to let it go, that he was going to say something to this individual. Spotting the person, he slowed down as to not cause suspicion. The individual was walking up to a part of the sidewalk that was next to an excavation where concrete piles were being driven in. Loud bangs could be heard. Nicholas, driving up, witnessed the pedestrian fall all of a sudden to the ground. Other vehicles and people had stopped, so he continued home. Driving slowly past and looking at the pedestrian on the sidewalk, their eyes locked together, sending a shiver down Nicholas's back. Once home, it was Nicholas's turn to prepare supper. Sitting at the table, they asked each other how their day was. Patricia started, saying that the percentage being given by the government was way too low to keep certain programs and educational needs afloat. Nicholas told her about the pedestrian, the crosswalk, not using the signal, buried in the phone, and so on, and that he pulled a U-turn to talk to the person. Patricia interjected, asking if he actually opened his mouth. Nicholas shook his head and said no, that he didn't get a chance, that the individual fell to the ground for some reason, and then there was a loud bang on the side of the sedan. He further went on to say that when he got home, he looked and there was a deep dent on the passenger side. Patricia asked if he offered to help. Nicholas shook his head, replying no, that he had the girls and they were coming home and other people had stopped already. Jokingly, Patricia said to Nicholas that one day that attitude will bite back.